Live play-by-play and podcast at everythingevergreens.com. We are Buckhorn!
Welcome back to Steam Stadium. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens lead 7-6 and get the ball to start the third quarter. The game the Evergreens need to win to get into the playoffs and to finish in second place in the Valley Football Association West. And it's just a game that feels uncomfortable. I mean, you can cut the tension with a knife. Neither of these teams really been able to get up on the other. Spash has turned the ball over twice on downs. And the Evergreens have an interception that turned Spash away when they were inside the red zone. The Spash touchdown came late in the first quarter, set up by an interception. 2-yard touchdown run by Colton Engel. The Evergreens touchdown was set up by a 47-yard kickoff return by Ty Strelo. A 2-yard touchdown run by Ethan Ostrowski midway through the second quarter. And the difference in the game right now is a missed extra point. That was wide left by what? Maybe a couple of feet. Ty Strelo and Delton Zulliger are back to return the kick for the Evergreens. They're already out onto the field. The Smash kicking team has not yet come off the sideline. We're sponsored today by Country Fresh Meats, fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. Basement Shoe and Clothing, fall hunting trip. Stop in at Basement's on Wausau's west side. Your home for warm and dry with Rocky, Timberland, and lacrosse boots. A trusted name for more than 80 years. And this message, there are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from WIFC, our sister station, Cloverbelt Credit Union, and the Kasurik Kids Foundation. No time like now for a big return, right? Ball's on the tee. Evergreens will work into the wind in the third quarter and will have the wind at their backs in the fourth quarter. This first drive of the third quarter seems important to me. Here's the kick. It'll drive Strelo back to the goal line. In fact, it's over his head and goes through the back of the end zone. A wind-aided touchback will start the Evergreens at the 20-yard line. Again, neither team has been able to march all the way down the field in this ballgame. I'm sure the Evergreens have talked about playing better in the second half during their halftime meetings. This Everest team just seems like all season that they've scored more points in the first half than the second. Well, the Evergreens come out aggressive here. Twins to either side, a four-receiver package on first down. Fake to Strelo underneath, and he's looking for a block there. He's sure-handed on the catch, but is forward for 3 or 4 yards. Evergreens are hoping that Ty Strelo can bust one and get that forward. Instead, it is second and six.
Gain of four, second and six.
I mean, this Spash team, with only one win, you think maybe they would fold their tents if the Evergreens could get up by two touchdowns. That just hasn't been that kind of game. On second down, a fake, and Ostrowski keeps it himself, calls his own number, and moves forward. That snap may have been bad. Ostrowski may have wanted to hand off there. It is third down and two. Moves the ball out to the 38-yard line.
Carried out to the 28, third and two.
I mean, this is a momentum-changing play right now. Spash becomes sky high if they can stop and get the Evergreens to go three and out. The Evergreens sure would boost how they're feeling about things. They pick up a first down, get a sustained drive, and come away with points. Twins to the near, wide side of the field. Ostrowski handoff. No, he's going to throw. Ostrowski fakes, keeps it himself, and gets the first down.
Ostrowski
faked the pitch and then cut back towards the center of the field. He got six out to the 35-yard line, and the chains do move for the Evergreens.
Evergreen 36.
As we've said a couple of times during this broadcast, Smash is playing for nothing but to spoil the Evergreen season. Evergreens need this win. They become playoff eligible and are almost certain to get a game next week. Snap down at Ostrowski's feet, rolls out. He'll pass, fakes, and now throws over the middle. That's caught. short gain, 5 or 6 yards for Tanner Graham. Graham went down low to get that. It's got 6 for the Evergreens on first down. Ostrowski was looking for something further downfield. Graham was a secondary receiver on that play.
Gain of 6, second and 4.
Tanner Graham is going to be back next year. He's a junior. Ty Strela will be back for the receiving core as well. Here's second down from the 42-yard line. Fake the handoff now to Strelo again. Gets a block, cuts it upfield. Ty's got the sideline, 50, 45, and out near the 40-yard line. That's the play the Evergreens have tried to execute 2 or 3 times today. That time the blocking was right, and the pass was right into Strelo's chest. So that's well executed all around. Mark the ball at the 44-yard line. I mean, this right here could be a season-defining drive for the Evergreens. Trying to get into the end zone, trying to get yourself above 500. And the Evergreens are marching. They move from the 20 down to the 44-yard line. Fake the pass now to Strelo out on the far side. He dropped it. Incomplete. Side judge is indicating incomplete. Spash swarmed to that ball like they thought maybe it'd be a fumble.
Strelo, second down.
That pass to Strelo was up high above his helmet and couldn't hold on to it. Second and 10. Evergreens will re-huddle, and Orion Bowe goes into the backfield for Everest. Football today is brought to you by Intercity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank, Schofield, Weston, Wausau. They put Strelo now on the low near side of the field. That's Hallam back up high. Hand off Orion Bowe. Got a block, gets a first down. He's tripped up across the first down stick. Down to the 34-yard line. Evergreens won the line of scrimmage there.
Bowe carries the ball for an Evergreen first down.
Orion Bowe back next season. I mean, you focus so much on the seniors. I can't help but look down at the roster and see, you know, who's going to be around next year. What are the building blocks of the 2020 season? And, of course, the story of 2019 is going to be written over the next 2 quarters of football. First and 10, ball's down to the 33-yard line. Bowe carries again. Bowe knows 7 yards.
Brett Gritz with
down to the 26-yard line. So Orion Bowe is getting a little more work now. He's the bigger back than Delton Zuliger. And the Spash defense having a little trouble containing him on this drive. This is a nice drive for the Evergreens. Down to the 26-yard line. Here's second and 3. Under center, Ostrowski, handoff to Bowe again. He slips from a tackle. He's into the secondary. He just ran over one of the defensive backs. He's inside the 20 and down to the 16. Boy, the man with the momentum planted that defensive back on the seat of his pants.
Ball now on the 14.
So this is a drive that features the bigger, harder Greens, and the Evergreens get another first down down to the 14-yard line. This ball should go to Bowe again. I'm riding that horse as far as he'll take me. You bet. Bowe again breaks a tackle inside the 10, down to the 9-yard line. And that Spash player was laid on top of Bowe after he was already down. No flag.
Second
down and 6 with the ball right at the 10-yard line. This drive has already taken 4 minutes off the clock here in the third quarter. This is the kind of drive that the Evergreens have struggled to put together all season. From their own 20 and now down to the Spash 10, where it is second and 6. Single receivers to either side. Hand off Bowe. No, Ostrowski keeps it. Pitches out to Zuliger. He's inside the 5, towards the pylon, out of bounds. Didn't get there. Going to give him the 4-yard line.
Nate Engelkey's on the stop.
Now the Evergreens can get a first down if they move the ball just inside the 5-yard line. That is, yeah, that's first down yardage. So it's first and goal for the Evergreens. Zuliger may not have gotten the goal line there, but he gets a new set of downs for Everest. 4 chances to cover 4 yards. Evergreens leading 7-6. Gotta be hungry here, boys. First down snap. Zuliger follows Orion Bowe's block. No, there's backside pursuit. And he's down near the 3-yard line. 1 yard, if that. C 7:20 to play in the third quarter.
No gain, second down.
Should the Evergreens settle for a field goal? That feels like a victory for Spash. Need six on this drive. It's been such a good drive. You don't want to see it stall out in the shadow of the goal line. Second down from inside the four. Orion Bowe up the middle. Nope. Between the tackles, he got to the three and nothing more.
Brett on the stop.
Third down. Like I said, you can just feel the tension building here because all the pressure just feels like it's on Everest. Do the Evergreens try something else on third down? Orion Bowe is coming out. Brennan Neitzel is coming in. Evergreen's going to have to hurry to get this play up to the line of scrimmage. Everest may need a timeout here. Cannot have a penalty or a delay of game in this spot of the field. Ostrowski works from the pistol with new personnel, Zuliger and Neitzel. Here's the snap. Ostrowski will roll out and pass. He should dart for the corner. He could have it. It's in throws to the end zone. Touchdown! He found a receiver back there. He could have run for the corner pylon and would have had the touchdown. Instead, Ostrowski throws and connects for a touchdown. That's Jesse Rombalski in the back of the end zone. Rombalski for the Evergreens. Colton Edens? Yeah, Edens coming off the field. A seldom used receiver, Colton Edens.
Jesse Rombalski on the tap.
No, I saw it right the first time. Being announced to the crowd as Rombalski. Here's Morris's extra point. It is good.
Bryce Morris on the extra.
Boy, is that a big drive. The Evergreens go 80 yards. A 4-yard touchdown pass caps it off. And our new score is 14-6. 6:14 to play in the third quarter. Back after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Get to know the doctors that get to know you at Bone & Joint.
My name is Adam Halverson, foot and ankle specialist, orthopedic surgeon. There's not a lot in the way of an orthopedic foot and ankle specialist in the northern portion of Wisconsin. So I think especially offering ankle arthroplasty or ankle replacement in this area will certainly be a new service for this community.
Dr. Halverson is now accepting patients at Bone & Joint's Plover and Wausau locations. Call or make your appointment at bonejoint.net.
A website just for Everest fans. Everythingevergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Steam Stadium. Boy, that is just what the doctor ordered for the Evergreens. A 6-minute, 80-yard touchdown drive, and it's 14-6. Here's the kick back to the 11-yard line. Brady Dillingham got a block up the middle and is tripped up at the 30-yard line. That ball is loose. There's a pile up, and let's see if the Evergreens have it. We're going to have to untangle this pile at the 35-yard line. Boy, this would be a huge opportunity for the Evergreens if they've recovered this, waiting for an indication. It's the Evergreens ball! All right, the Evergreens have to be aggressive here, looking for a haymaker punch if the Evergreens can score on the fumble on the kickoff. The return man had his legs cut out from under him and lost that ball while he was airborne. It's the Evergreens kicker who
first
recovered.
Evergreens from the Panthers, 37.
That's Schuster who recovers the fumble for the Evergreens, and they start at the 37-yard line. Blood's in the water now, and the Evergreens have to be like sharks. See if they can turn these Panthers into chum right now with a 14-6 lead. From the pistol, Ostrowski design rollout. Let's see if they go for the whole basket here. Underneath, lot of contact again, incomplete. Hallenbach had that defensive back, Tommy Donner, with his hands all over him. Incomplete. Very few flags in this game, and considering how often the Evergreens were flagged in recent weeks, the Evergreens like a game that's called a little bit more loose now. Second and 10 from the 36 after the fumble. Any kind of points makes this a two-score game. What's important for the Evergreens is just not to come up empty here. And here's a play action to Strelo underneath. Strelo had his legs cut out from under him. He gets only 2 yards, and there's going to be an illegal block on the Evergreens. Didn't I just say about how few flags we've seen?
And
there it is. Spash could take this as third and 10, or they could decide to back the Evergreens up. And we're waiting to see if this penalty is going to be accepted or declined. I think they're going to back them up, and they are. We will walk off 10 yards and replay second down. Yeah, that's a spot foul. So the foul happened 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Here comes second and 22.
Second and 22.
I think this is a four down situation for the Evergreens, so you don't have to go for this all at once. Get me a couple of chunks of yardage here. Again, this is the Evergreens trying to move forward. A penalty has moved them back after a fumble on a kickoff after an Everest touchdown. Three receivers up high. Here's a pitch to Zuliger. Zuliger gets a block. Zuliger almost lost the ball, and he lost 2 yards.
Brett.
Now the ball is back to the other side of the line of scrimmage. And you know, as good as that drive was to open up the half, you go 80 yards and get a touchdown. Spash fumbles the kickoff. It's a huge opportunity for the Evergreens. And this drive has been rotten. It's third down now and 24. The ball rests back at the 48-yard line in Everest territory. Got to get into Spash territory and all the way down to the 28 on this longest of third downs. Ostrowski straight drop, throws one-on-one. Halibek's got a step. He's got it at the 10-yard line, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Evergreens. Third and 24, no problem. That is a back-breaking touchdown for Spash. Halibek in one-on-one coverage down the sideline, and Ostrowski connects with him at the 10-yard line. Halibek runs the final 10. Brian Halibek from Ostrowski, senior to senior. Here comes the extra point try. Morris to the goal post. Good! The Evergreens cash in on a Spash fumble, and our new score is 21-6. Maybe, just maybe, this third quarter was decisive. Goes without saying, there is a tremendous amount of football remaining. That's a 52-yard touchdown pass. Ethan Ostrowski to Brian Halibek. And it was on third and 24. You kidding me? Well, I mean, when you're a losing team and you're 1-7, those kinds of things just seem to happen to you. Did you know the DC Everest Athletic Club supports student-athlete? With fundraising, equipment, and scholarships, please consider volunteering your time to the DC Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens! The Spash offense has not run a play from scrimmage since halftime. Evergreens had a 6-minute, 80-yard drive. Then Spash fumbled the ensuing kickoff. The Evergreens have scored again off of it. So Spash has yet to have a play under center since intermission. Schuster's kickoff. Line drive caught at the 10-yard line. Brady Dillingham. Dillingham's brought down across the 20 to the 24-yard line. Good defense for the Evergreens. Dominic Busco on the stop. And Dillingham is getting up slow. Comes off the field under his own power. Exactly 5 minutes to play in the third quarter, and this is the first time that Spash gets to send their offense out onto the field.
Ball spotted on the Panther 24.
Got to be a little bit frustrating for Stevens Point, too. I mean, for the offense, this was a 7-6 game the last time they possessed the ball. And now it's 21-6, and they're going to get to run their first play here. Single receivers out to either side. The quarterback for this set is Brandon Vilko. Vilko fakes the throw, will run up the middle, takes a big hit from Dominic Busco, and gets just a yard or two. Maybe you need two quarterbacks when your quarterback takes a lick like that. Cole Gascoigne kind of held him up, and then Busco lowered the boom to give him a 1 yard gain. Second down.
Gain of 3, second and 7.
So the Evergreens have built themselves a 15-point lead. And you know what? The Evergreens really should not let up on the gas here. The game's too important. It is not the kind of night where you want to rest on your laurels. Second down. High snap. New quarterback's in. Lofting down the sideline. Good coverage. Incomplete. And now there's going to be a late flag. That's a bad flag. Oh, that's a bad flag out there. Owen Latondras is back there.
Pass intended to Colton.
Along with Demetrio Carvalhas. And they're going to call pass interference on the Evergreens. That's not a good call. That's one-on-one coverage on a ball that's thrown to the defensive back side, thrown towards the center of the field. The defensive back didn't interfere there at all. And instead, they're going to march off penalty yards on the Evergreens. The ball will be respotted out at the Spash 42-yard line. And instead, it would have been third and 10. Now it's a new set of downs. 4:15 to play in the third quarter, first and 10. And now back in is Brandon Vilko. Two receivers to the near side. Handoff up the middle. This is a new running back who's into the secondary and is down across the 50 and down to the 45. Spash may be giving some of their seniors a little bit of possession here, and that's a gain of 12 yards in the first down. Joe Pierco, and he's not a senior, he's a junior. Riley Warzynski now subs in at quarterback, first and 10. Under 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. And the Evergreens give up points here. It just feels like the offense has to come back and earn it all over again. 21-6. Man across this formation. Now a delay of game on Stevens Point.
Playing on the play.
The Spash offense, you know, this late in the season, you'd think you know the playbook. That wide receiver who was up high wasn't sure if he was supposed to come across like it was a jet sweep or not. The quarterback tried to motion him into the right position and couldn't get the playoff in time. First and 15 now. And Spash again huddles up. Vilko from the pistol with receivers to either side. Now a man is in motion across the formation. Here's the snap. Quarterback fakes the handoff to himself. Running back ball carries for just two or three yards. Picor again.
Eduardo.
Second down and 13.
In of two, second and 13.
We'll go under 3 minutes to play. Who knows what secrets that phone holds? Ball's just over the 50 to the 48-yard line. Man in motion again across this formation. Long count. Quarterback will pass. Design rollout underneath, caught. Evergreen swarm to the ball. It is a gain of 6 or 7 yards, short of the first down, though. J.J. Lilly on the receiving end of the Vilko pass. It'll be third down, though, and still 5 or 6 to go. Spotting the ball at the 40-yard line. They gained enough on that play that Spash is probably thinking that they would go on fourth down if they fail. Clock continues to run, 2:15 to play in the third quarter. And now Brandon Vilko's looking over at the sideline like he's not sure of the play. Now hustles into the huddle. Big third down for the Everest defense, 3rd and 5. From the pistol with two receivers up high. Evergreens blitz and they get home. Quarterback is still lunging forward. Now we've got a penalty marker down two that's thrown right into the pile. The quarterback thought of shoveling that pass forward into a lot of traffic.
Brandon Blicko on the carry.
Hope this is not a hold of some kind. Let's wait for an indication. Face mask maybe. Personal foul on the Evergreens. It's a blow to the head.
Head
contact. This is going to give Spash a first down. We're going to step off 15 yards here. Wrong time for that. And again, the quarterback goes into a lot of traffic there. The Evergreens have 3 or 4 defenders who are swarming to the ball. I saw that. This is not the wrong call. The Spash quarterback was hit in the head. And we're going to move the ball down to the 25-yard line and give Spash a new set of downs.
From the Evergreen 25.
Just that type of penalty seems to haunt the Evergreens all season. The ball's at the 25, first and 10. Vilko still in at quarterback, two receivers up high, a whistle. This play is blown dead. I think we have movement up front. Yeah, Spash is going back, false start.
Legal procedure against the Evergreen.
And we will move back to the 30-yard line. Our PA guy, who makes no mistakes, just assumed that penalty was against Everest, because it seems like it's been that way all year long.
First and 15.
Minute and a half to play. Third quarter. Stevens Point is huddling up. And now Spash comes up to the line of scrimmage. Again, Stevens Point hasn't made them it easy on themselves either. Delay of game, and now that false start on this drive. Snap, handoff, running back, got back some of the penalty yardage, but not all of it.
Christian
carrying
Zarzua
forward there is Christian Zarzua. He's a senior who's getting a touch, and he gets only 3 yards. Garski was at the bottom of the pile for the Evergreens.
Gain of three.
Second down and 12. Evergreens lead 21-6. Spash led 6-0. Evergreens had a 7-6 lead at halftime. Now we've got a whistle. What's this about? One of the Everest linemen wants to tie his shoe.
Official's timeout.
Unusual moment for that. So play is held up for just a moment, and then the clock will wind once the laces are good and tight. Come on, Rabbit goes down the hole around the stump. Got it? Yes, sir. Second down and 12. Vilko is the quarterback here. Going to throw. Throws one-on-one. Man's got a step and overthrew him. In that one-on-one isolated coverage, Colton Edens had a step, and the throw was poorly delivered. Too long. A touchdown for Stevens Point with a better throw. Instead, third and 12. Clock stops with 35 seconds left in the third period. 21-6 Everest, as Everest has 14 points on the board since taking a 7-6 lead at halftime. Spash looking for an answer on third down. Snap is low. Warzella slant in, incomplete. Tried to go right over the middle to J.J. Lilly. Lilly really needed to lay out for that ball, and he didn't. And up comes fourth down.
Owen Latondras on the coverage for the Evergreen.
The ball is back at the 28-yard line. It is fourth and 12. Spash is going to go for it here. Spash has already failed on fourth down twice.
Fourth and 12.
The Evergreens will keep momentum for sure if they can get a stop here. Fourth and 12. I bet the Evergreens dial up blitz here. The blitz has gotten home tonight. Spash has not had good answers for it. Let's see how fourth down plays out. Two receivers up high, and it is Brandon Vilko at quarterback from the pistol. The Evergreens are coming. Design rollout. Backside blitz, and they got him! Dominic Busco gets home, and the Evergreens take over. Tell you what, this third quarter is telling the tale of this game right now. The Evergreens march down the field for a touchdown on the opening drive. Get the ball back on a kickoff fumble recovery and score again. And now on fourth down, the Everest defense comes up big. Spash is 0 for 3 on fourth down tonight. Now we have just 26 seconds left in the third quarter. Evergreens can have a happy fourth quarter if they put up points on this drive. Ostrowski will pass to Ty Strelo. Evergreens are thinking about a double throw there, I think. It was behind the line of scrimmage. Strelo gets just back up to the original line and gains a yard. And that is where the third quarter will come to an end. The Evergreens have put some distance between themselves and Spash, as the Evergreens are looking to break a long losing streak against Stevens Point. 21-6. The fourth quarter begins when we come back in a minute. On Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hi, this